Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Mark Neidinger, the Deputy Assistant Administrator for Management at the U.S. Agency for International Development. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation from IBM is Kim Hinsman. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Well, Mark, let's start by finding out about USAID. Could you describe its mission for our listeners?
USAID actually provides a very unique set of services throughout the world, ranging from providing education programs, agriculture, also to the point of supporting reconstruction within like Iraq and Afghanistan, dealing with the HIV/AIDS epidemic throughout the world, as an opportunity in regards to being able to have the United States presence to be able to support critical democratic growth within underdeveloped countries.
And what's the mission of the Management Bureau and how does it support the mission?
The mission of the Management Bureau is actually multifaceted. As a bureau within the agency itself, it's responsible for the technology agency-wide, as well as the human resource management activities, recruiting, as well as obviously taking a look at the various needs of the agency as new endeavors come forward that the agency needs to be able to address. It's also responsible for all the facilities, all the missions worldwide from a building aspect and security. It also incorporates the CFO's office, Chief Financial Officer's office, as well as procurement activities for the agency. And basically responsible for effectively and efficiently being able to support the emerging needs of the agency as they come forward from both the Department of State as well as from the administrator himself within USAID.
Mark, can you tell us what your role as Deputy Assistant Administrator for Management is?
Basically, as Deputy Assistant Administrator for Management, I have a cross-jurisdictional responsibility within the Management Bureau, primarily in regards to supporting the Assistant Administrator, John Marshall, for management. But the primary focus that I've also have been responsible for is within the CIO for policy range, which incorporates basically implementing and ensuring that the Clear and Cohen Act is fully complied with, ensuring that the agency has a capital investment process and methodology in place, standards of software development, as well as ensuring that there's an underlying business process correlation to technology, basically to be able to apply and understand the business of the agency and how technology can best support it through the development of a enterprise architecture for the agency.
Can you tell us how you got started with the federal government and your appointment as Deputy Assistant Administrator?
Yeah, basically, my appointment to USAID is really based upon my previous experience both in state government and actually probably goes back as far as when I was a teacher. I've always looked at technology as a medium to be able to excite individuals in regards to being in the education realm, to be able to represent complex business activities, be it in state government or in the education arena, and basically to have technology be able to support the complexity of the various agencies that I've worked. So starting from the education realm, looking at how technology back in the 70s could actually be able to provide a new medium for teaching and for learning with the students, to the point of taking very complex regulations, state government, both in New York as well as in Virginia, and be able to translate those in business process terms that can then be applied within technology to where we are today, which is really a composite of that, of taking a look at our technology investments across the agency and see how the decisions are being made along those lines from a strictly a business perspective, from our different program services that we provide, and have that entity, the program service area, really be the driver for making decisions as to how IT investments occur. And in essence, ensure that that investment is actually making a change and making a difference in their different bureaus and helping them provide the services worldwide that they're responsible for.
Give us a little more. You kind of teased us there. You've been in a couple different sectors in state government and academia. Give us a little bit of the history.
Sure. In the academic area, basically, I was a teacher within usually in the urban settings and cities, both in actually in Virginia as well as in New York. And I actually applied technology back in the 70s, one of the first sets of computers that came out, which are now in museums, were used in regards to having my students who were usually underprivileged be able to see for the first time how technology can be used to help them learn in mathematic equations, in basically an easier way of being able to write compositions. I actually started writing some very simple programs back in that point. Growing out of there, actually with IBM, I was one of the coordinators of a large national program back in the 80s when IBM was first moving computers, PCs into the education market, and set up a training program for superintendents and teachers statewide in New York. That led then to my state government activity, whereby the state government brought me up to do that on a larger scale, but beyond just the academic side, but start taking a look at case management and management at the superintendent's level and at the higher education level. Put together systems that would be able to help these entities address and comply with very complex regulations and be able to give them a means to address this. Building from that, then I basically took a look at how technology can be further pursued in regards to addressing other critical business needs within state government, ranging from the health sector to, again, education to tourism. And in doing that, really got much more involved from a CIO's perspective in helping the business area define their needs and really setting up various processes and authored several investment processes to help the business representatives of state government be able to understand technology in simplistic terms, as well as be able to give them tools to make decisions as to what future investments would come about. Then building from that, a composite of taking a look at using technology to leverage an understanding of all the different business processes that a specific government agency may have, work processes, technology supports, policies, distribution of staffing, all these elements, and bring them together from an interrelational perspective to help the agency identify where there may be gaps or efficiencies that could be gained. And that's at that point where I began getting involved with enterprise architecture.
Later in this interview, we're going to be talking about your work with the Bureau for Global Health at USAID. Can you provide a brief overview of this bureau's mission, including the President's HIV/AIDS initiative? Also, can you tell us about the Bureau's leadership?
Yeah, basically the area that in USAID we began delving into in developing the enterprise architecture, we focused on the HIV/AIDS area primarily for several reasons. One is that the leader in that arena, the assistant administrator for global health that's responsible for HIV/AIDS, is a person who has a breadth of knowledge and understanding in regards to the concepts of enterprise architecture from her experience and actually my interaction with her when she was Commissioner of Health in Virginia. And so leveraging a what I call a business champion in USAID was one of the first steps I needed to move forward with to introduce enterprise architecture, since it is a very complex concept. And again, what we're looking at is being able to drive the enterprise architecture activity from a business-focused perspective. So HIV/AIDS area was the first focus area because of the leadership, also in regards to the mission of the agency, which has a very high competency and credibility in the area of providing services in HIV/AIDS. So it's a very high visible area of the agency, a very high an area that has a very high importance in regards to the type of services that they're being provided, as well as an area that crosses over multiple agencies. Even though the enterprise architecture that we've developed at USAID is focused right now in regards to USAID, and we can talk later on as to how that's sort of expanding out, it gave us an opportunity to be able to establish a framework that can not only be able to address the HIV/AIDS arena and to able to assist in identifying areas of further efficiencies that they can be able to leverage, but also a means by which we can take across look across multiple government agencies and entities that may also be involved with the HIV/AIDS area and provide, in essence, a foundation or platform that, you know, ultimately could be used to take a look at the type of services being provided across these agencies, and in essence, take a look at a true comparison as to how these services are being provided, the success of those services, from more than just a single agency aspect. Now, that's something that we would like to strive to. But in selecting HIV/AIDS area and with the leadership at USAID with Ann Peterson, we're able to put that cornerstone in place. And as we are able to mature this and basically be able to broaden out the degrees of information that we can collect, I think there's a great opportunity to take a look at other agencies and be able to help support them along those lines as well.
Fascinating point. What exactly is enterprise architecture and how is it relevant to USAID? We'll ask Mark Neidinger of USAID when the Business of Government Hour continues.